This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Talking with Tolos, doors are open. We're live at the Globe. Our coverage is brought to you by Whataburger. Curbside pickup or delivery. Use the app or visit whataburger.com. Whataburger is going to be open for the Astros series.
Yeah.
They've been building it. They're bringing Broadus beers.
Yeah, and, here we go.
Man, we are just having such a great time. We got programs. We got the champs in the house ready to take on the Cubs. Pregame at 6 o'clock. First pitch, 6:30. For more on your team, here's Woolchuck with a proper round trip.
Man, this is awesome. It is opening day for your World Series champion Texas Rangers. If you missed it, we had your opening lineup for what I should say is really opening night for the Rangers. It's Semien, Seager, Young, Garcia, Langford, Heim, Duran, Carter, and Tavares as they go up against the lefty Steele. So they're definitely stacking a bunch of righties in the middle of that lineup. And for the Cubbies, I think we're still awaiting on their lineup. But an interesting article, a tier-by-tier ranking of each member of the 2024 squad for your World Series champion Rangers. We start off with the simply irreplaceable tier, which is your creme de la creme, the top of the top of this Rangers roster.
Seager and Bankford,
of
the best.
Of course, it's Seager and Semien at 1-2. Nathan Eovaldi, the righty, is number three on those tiers. Then you've got an award contender tier. This is where you get Adolis Garcia. I think you could probably slide Corey Seager in there as well. He's going to be contending for the MVP.
I want a Dolly.
Jonah Heim. Switch hitting catcher, power and elite framing skills, which is outstanding for him. Last year he was an all-star, gold glove winner. And then Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, who will be competing with each other to get rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And tonight I'm putting in the call that Wyatt Langford, he could do it in the first at bat, but I'm saying second at bat.
Bang, bang.
We get the Bankford. First of his career. Second at bat for Wyatt Langford, who will be hitting fifth.
I like
tonight.
That. Okay, so you're not saying first or second.
Just the second.
You're saying definitely the second.
You're calling your shot.
And you have Dutch calling his shot as the first at-bat of his career, potentially even his first pitch.
I think Will Clark did that one time.
Did he?
I think Will Clark did that for the San Francisco Giants. Oh, look, it's Mike Bassick.
Mikey B. sitting down with us. And Mike, who's getting ready. I mean, he's wearing that sexy Rangers polo.
That looks good on you, buddy.
Gosh,
what's
Mike,
up, you badass?
I'm ready to go.
How the hell are you, bro?
Good. Busy, man.
Yeah?
I mean, this is the one day. I talked about it today. Football has everything. But this is the one thing that baseball has.
Yes.
Like, opening day. It's awesome, that Thursday night football game.
No, man. The World Series is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, being a part of the World Series and being part of the Super Bowl, that World Series excitement, that was crazy.
Yeah, but no other sport really has this for
their
first opening
day.
Game.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting that baseball has this, basketball, hockey, football. Everybody's it's every game, right? There's only a few of them, but like it's really awesome that this is the you get a World Series environment on opening day.
My goodness, opening day is already a holiday, and you add the World Series vibe. So what all do they have you doing today, Mike?
Not much. I was down in the dugout. Bochy was talking, but it's opening day. I don't know. There's 50 media around him. I can't hear him.
Okay.
The music's going. He's not going to raise his voice tremendously, so it's everybody that's packed into him, and I don't feel comfortable going into the pack, and I'm like, is he going to say, I love Boach. Is he going to say anything that important that I need to get in everybody and just pile in there to hear a few words he has to say?
I mean, I felt the same way about Rick Carlisle. He called me out for it, though.
Yeah.
Rick's like, Brian, you got a question? So I bet you Boach.
Thank you, buddy.
He's going to say, Mike, you got a question for me one day.
He saw me in the way back, just like, I can't hear you, Boach. Yeah. I don't know.
Man, so did you go in the clubhouse at all?
No, I couldn't get here quick enough since it's a 6:30 game and they were out early. I think the clubhouse closed at like 2:30, I think.
What do you think about the lineup, dude?
It's interesting. And I think that Boach has three spots that are going to stay the same all year, 1, 2, and 4. And I think Semien, Seager, and Adolis batting fourth are going to stay the same pretty much every game.
Sure.
But I do think he's going to play around with 3 and then 5 through 9 and see where it takes them. And it's not a bad idea because all of a sudden – you get later in the game, and you have – hopefully they get on base.
Yeah.
Carter and Leote can fly. And so doubles are going to score both of them easy from first, and singles are going to score them both easy from second. So now all of a sudden, Semien, who had 100 RBIs, your best hitter, Seager, has 2 guys, if not Semien, getting on base that can really fly around the bases to create more RBI opportunities. But I don't expect Carter to bat 8 most games,
right.
But he's starting off batting 8.
Did you hear CY with us?
I did not. What time was that at?
It was at 3:20. It was great. He was. But we asked him about this Q&A that Ray Davis has in the morning news that Evan Grant posted. He's talking about his, you know, financial commitment and used the word currency. You know, you can use dollars or you could use prospects. And then, you know, he said, we're spending the same as last year. It's not like we lost players. And by the end of it, Mike, by the end of reading that entire Q&A, I was more optimistic about his commitment level. It seems like he is passionate about wanting to win another championship, just trying to balance staying out of the luxury tax as much as possible so it doesn't end up costing them picks.
You know, I got to say hi to Ray Davis down there, and I think this.
Does he know you by name?
He's
like, hey, Mike Bassett.
So here's what I learned from my father.
He calls you Ballsack, right?
Is I always introduce myself to people that I'm not really close to. I say, hey, how's it going, Ray? Mike Bassett. That was what my father taught me.
Yeah, I always do that. It's a good plan.
And I think that since you know Mickey Mantle, my dad said Mickey Mantle would do that. And my dad was like, Mick, like everybody knows who you are. The whole world knows who you are. But
I did it with Chuck Morgan. I said, Chuck, Brian Broadus. And he's like, all right, Brian, you know, and then we started talking about vests.
I like your vests.
Yeah, we started talking about vests.
Where'd you get yours? That.
But I do think that for Ray Davis, if Scott Boras, this is just the way Scott Boras has lost a little bit of his sizzle, right?
Yes.
Everybody. Cody Bellinger, small short-term, good money on it, but short-term contract with Chicago, waited forever, couldn't get anything done. 48 hours ago, or a little bit more than that, Scott Boras put out to the media, somewhat through my former general manager, Jim Bowden, we got so many long-term deals. We got long-term deals on the table for Montgomery. He was trying to see if one of these teams short-term deal would finally go to 4 or 5 years, and nobody did. I'm just with Boras. I think if Ray Davis, let's just say in December, would have known that Montgomery would take a one-year deal at $25 million with a vesting option, if you stay healthy, you get one more year at $25 million. I do think the Rangers would have immediately done that, but from what I understand, Boras was – I want at least 5, and I really am hoping for 7. And so it played out to the end, but they had signed Michael Lorenzen. And then Boras was still saying, I got so many offers on the table with long-term deals, and I think that was really tough. And that's the agent's job, but I do think Boras did I think he did a bad job with all his clients in the offseason.
Wow, played his hand too strong. Okay, now that I got your GM hat on, one more serious question, and I wanted to ask this to see why. Maybe it's a question for another time, but would you regret at all bringing Malley in, knowing that you weren't able to find a better starter with quality? You know, by the end of free agency, essentially, you fired that bullet, bringing another injured guy in.
I think I hear what you're saying. I just wonder this, and this is where like Broadus can come in. Even it's in football, is there's timing on all this.
Yeah.
And let's just say you wait and you say, I'm not going to go down this path with Malley. Malley signs a week later with another team because his agent's like, I got to get this guy signed because he is injured and I want to get him guaranteed money. And then he goes off the board. And then you're like, we're going to wait. And then you're like, dang it. I'm sure if you knew how you knew how April 1st or March 28th was going to be, you'd be like, well, I could have got him and him and him. But the timing of it was probably, I'm not saying the Rangers panicked at all. It was like, we got to get somebody right now. And this guy fits our budget that I have right now. But to your point, yeah, if you could probably go back in time. I'm not saying Malley's not going to be good or Lorenzen's not going to help out. If you could go back in time and go, yeah, I'll take those two guys off the board and have Montgomery on a one-year, $25 million contract. But it's just the timing of it. I think you'd probably get nervous, I'm assuming, brought us on. If I don't do it now, I might be off. I might be just totally off the board.
Yeah, I was talking to guys around the league last year before the trade deadline. And when CY went out and got Chapman, everybody was like, whoa, wait a minute. He went early. You know, I mean, that's sometimes you have to be that way aggressive to make sure it happens. Mike, I was listening to you this afternoon on your show. You were talking about the stretch of where you think the Rangers are, maybe in the first 10. Would you be happy with a 5-5? Just give you some thoughts about that. And the schedule appears much more daunting than it was this time last year.
Yeah, it's out of your first 30 games, 22 of them are against a winning record. Obviously, you play series, but out of your first 30 games, 22 of them, those teams finished 82 wins or better. So this is a tough first 30 games. In these first 10 games, because Lorenzen isn't ready to pitch yet, and they need to go to a six-man rotation. They mentioned that today already. They're going to have to go to a six-man rotation in the month of April. If I get through Chicago, Tampa, who went 13-0 last year to start the year. So they're a team that gets off the hot starts. They have for a long time. So if you go to Tampa, let's just say you take two or three here. You go to Tampa and you get one back end of your rotation. And then you come back here against Houston and you split. And you're 5-5. It's early in the year, a whole bunch of games, but I'd be like, hey, that's good. Anything
not
better
bad,
than 5-5,
I
think, is a really good start to the season.
Do you think the schedule makers did them no favors? Usually if you're a championship team, it feels like that they would give you a little break here, but they really didn't.
And I think the tough thing is now there's not as many teams tanking. I can remember, Gavin, working with you, and it was just half of the teams that felt like in Major League Baseball, like, we're tanking, and it was at the time like, why don't the Rangers just go all in on tanking to get all these top picks and move the needle faster? But, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting all the names, but they'd sign three Tommy John guys in one offseason and say this could work. And then they all just weren't really ready to pitch at a high level. And then you saw all these teams tanking, and then they improved faster. Example, Toronto.
Yeah.
You were in the same spot they were in 2016. They said, we're going all out. We're trading all of our guys. Donaldson, Encarnacion, Batista. We're just going down. And one of my buddies is Ross Atkins, their general manager. I played with them in the minor leagues, and it's like, we're going to kind of tank to then get better quickly. And then they got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette. Then when they started improving, they go get George Springer from the Houston Astros. And the Rangers wouldn't do that. But now, because of the lottery system, and if you tank for a 3 or 4 year period, they don't allow you to have anything better than the seventh pick. You can have the worst record in baseball. Too bad, you got the seventh pick. You've been tanking too long. You don't have as many teams tanking right now to get like a really favorable schedule. You'd love to have Oakland, Colorado, Chicago White Sox. Like, those are three bad teams that are probably going to lose 100 games this year. You'll eventually get them. But, man, to start the year, and then your first road trip, you have Detroit, who's better. They're not great, but they're better.
Jared thinks there might be a 500 team.
Yeah, and then, you could see that.
And then you head to Atlanta to finish off that 10-game road trip. You have to go to Atlanta while you're fatigued and tired and play, I think, the most talented team in baseball.
Was Baltimore-Atlanta your World Series pick?
It is. I hope I'm wrong.
Of course.
I have Texas winning this division barely. Mm. Two of the three teams are going to make it. Houston, Texas, Seattle. Two of the three are going to make it. One won't. I'm just hoping we're not the one that's out. And you talk to a lot of people around baseball, and they're like, if the Rangers are healthy at the end of the year, a healthy Scherzer, a healthy DeGrom, a healthy Eovaldi, the league's like, oh, crap, because they know the offense. And if they got three or even two of those guys really healthy to pitch a playoff series, a 2-3-game series, and then a 5-game series, teams would be very nervous in that situation against the Rangers.
You thinking about 90 wins here with this team?
I'm predicting 91.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
91.
In a weird way, they're 40-20 last year. I said 5-5. If they're 30-30, and then That's when about Max Scherzer's coming back and you're somewhat healthy in your lineup. And I'm hoping this is an unknown. Robertson and Yates. That's who Chris Young went out and signed with the budget he had to help out the seventh, eighth, ninth innings. If those guys can contribute and Spores is September, October Spores, you have something. Spores has to be September, October Spores, not April yeah. through August Spores. And those old guys, they are old, Yates and Robertson, have to have something left in the tank. You never know at their age where they're at what they have left in the tank.
I heard that, buddy. Anything else? You fired up?
I am fired up.
Yeah, this is amazing.
My dad said this, being the first ever Ranger from Dallas-Fort Worth. He didn't think he'd live to see this. He just didn't think the Rangers would ever win a championship in his lifetime. By the time you got past 2012 and it didn't happen and that team started breaking apart a little bit, he's like, that was their chance. They didn't get it. I'm not going to live long enough to see him build a team like that again. And luckily, 2023 happened.
Where are you going to watch the game from?
Probably up in the media area. I need to see it on television. Mm-hmm. You can't see balls and strikes really well from a lot of stands. It's fun. The environment's great. But I want to see how the balls are moving, how guys are setting each other up. And obviously, I want to be here when Wyatt Langford gets his first double or home run.
Yeah.
Probably knocking in two.
Yeah.
Two out, two on.
Yes.
First inning.
Yes.
Well, this lineup, my gosh. I mean, being a starting pitcher, would you be terrified going up against this lineup?
Yeah.
There's not an easy pocket.
Can you imagine? Because teams don't have to go to Atlanta and L.A. That's the death sentence in the National League. But you're never going to have a trip Atlanta and L.A. The death sentence for a lot of teams is, I hate saying it, but the death sentence is the two best offenses in the American League are Houston and Texas.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have to play those teams most likely six times
on
a road trip, and that's not fun for a lot of teams. So hopefully Texas can take advantage of teams going to Houston and the teams just mentally being, of the pitchers just being mentally beat up from these two lineups.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great night.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Mike Bassick from the KMC Masterpiece and now television as well.
Hell yeah, he is.
He'll have the play-by-play throughout the season along with Dave Raymond there in that TV booth. Okay, of course, our pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock with Jared Sandler. Eric Nadel is on the turf here at the Comerica Backyard. He and Matt Hicks and Sands coming up at 6. Okay, when we come back, do we have time for a top 10, Wolchuk?
Yeah, we can get into the top 10 MLB stadiums for food. Where is Globe Life Field on this list from the USA Today? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Chris Strong, in for Lucius Alexander. We're going to chat with our guy Jim Cochran here, the Rangers' chief revenue officer. Met him in the offseason. He came bearing gifts then, and he came bearing gifts now, as he has brought to us some goodwill and some great Rangers excitement, as always, in the form of Rangers snapback hats with the gold tee. Man, this is so cool. I think it might be the finest piece of Rangers merchandise I've ever laid eyes on myself because of what it represents. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Our opening day coverage is brought to you by Whataburger. And, Jim, it's great to see you. Good afternoon and welcome on to the Fan once again, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Exciting times here at Globe Life Field.
Very exciting times, and I imagine being champions brings in new opportunities. What is new here at the Globe?
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff that the fans are going to see this year. We're sitting in one of them right now, the Comerica backyard at the Northeast Gate, the Comerica Gate. When you come in, kind of has a Katy Trail Ice House feel to it a little bit. It's kind of like that, and so it's just a cool spot for the fans to hang out before, during, and after the game. That's one of the spots. There's tons of cool artwork this year, too.
Yep.
You walk around, we'll call it like an Easter egg hunt. It's Easter weekend, right? There's a Seager when he hit the bomb in game one, huge photo over by the home plate gate. There's
couldn't
an Anolis
miss that
photo.
Moment. That's amazing.
There's a new Simeon photo that's up, too, so fans walk around, they see that. We got some cool spray paint artwork that's over by the Northwest gate, over by Guest Relations. Seager and Simeon and those guys, it's really cool. So when the fans come in, they're going to get to see some of that celebration of being World Series champions.
Well, thanks for bringing me my hat. I've been trying to duck over to the merchandise shop over there to buy one, but the Tolos are just, I mean, the vibes are just, you know, amazing right now. So I'm doing a lot of interacting, but these are so sweet, man.
Yeah, just walking around here over at Texas Live and here walking around, everybody wearing the gold merchandise, the jerseys, the hats. I bought another hoodie. I don't even need another one, but I went ahead and bought one anyway.
They're
right?
Fantastic.
It's just fun to walk around. And I hope our fans, when we play down in Houston here in a few weeks, they're wearing the gold merch down in Houston.
Yes. Yeah. Let them know.
Now, is this your own initiative, or is this MLB thing where they say, hey, let's make the gold for whoever wins? Or
yeah, I don't know what year they started. I think it was 2015 when the Royals won, but the World Series champs for the first few games of the year get to wear the gold uniforms. The gold hats. We're wearing it at six games this year, so these first three, and then there's three other games this year that are tied into some promotional giveaways that have to do with winning the World Series as well that we'll wear them.
And how long are they going to be for sale for?
We'll sell them until we run out, I think. I don't actually know the answer to that question, but hopefully for a long time. So,
Jim Cochran here. What else is there for fans as far as merchandise and cool stuff to embrace this glory just a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it. There's tons of giveaways we're doing this year. So replica trophy, replica rings, you know, some cool giveaways from the postseason, too. Like the Evan Carter ALCS catch bobblehead. That's the Monday Astros game coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
dude.
It might have been placed on that game on purpose, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you should wear the gold trim on an Astros game.
Yeah. We decided not to do that.
Okay. In Houston.
we're not going to do that, but... you know, the Adolis Garcia cartwheel bobblehead later in the season.
Right.
So we're commemorating. I mean, look, it's the first time we won the World Series, and you only do that one time the first time, right?
But we can't get these custom Ranger shoes available in the pro shop that you're wearing. I mean, these
are sweet, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, we went all out for opening day this year on the shoe game and the suit game. So
Jim, the suit and sneaker look? Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, Jim, I noticed you got your championship ring on, though, but that's from a –
From 2010.
Yeah, 2010. So, but that's, you told me, that's the last time you're ever wearing this thing again, right? Because you're going to get a big, nice ring here coming up.
Last time we're going to wear this one. We're going to get a new one here in a few days, and we'll be wearing that one from here on
so
out.
So have you gotten a sneak peek of the World Series ring?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I was part of the small committee that helped.
I figured you might have had a little hand in this.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Can't wait to show it, everybody. Noon on Saturday, there'll be some media that's going out, seeing what it looks like, and then the players get theirs before the game. There are a few tickets left for Saturday, so if people want to see that, buy tickets, come out to the game on Saturday, and then Easter Sunday, come out. We still have good tickets available on Sunday as well.
Jim Cochran, Chief Revenue Officer, DFW guy, Ranger fan. What's it been like these last couple of years to watch people like CY and Boach come in and then the players and really set up a championship-level organization, voted maybe one of the best organizations in all of sport, you know, that you can draw revenue around? It's just an awesome opportunity for a local guy and everything you do.
Yeah, shared vision from the baseball operations side, what CY's come on and done. You know, it's dominate the fundamentals, compete with passion, be a good teammate. We take that on the business side as well. Foster a great culture in there. The players love being here. The people that work in the front office love being here. And look, we're trying to make ourselves a top five franchise in Major League Baseball, and we think we're on our way.
This is a fastball question. Do with it what you want. We're talking about the TV story and how much that impacts the revenue and what the owner's comfortable spending. Is that a factor?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely a factor in what we're doing because, you know, the revenue that we drive, you know, pays our payroll.
Sure.
But we were able to drive significant revenue this year after winning a World Series and try to mitigate some of that loss. But we're excited that we're back in a situation where we have it settled for this year. We know the fans need some opportunity to maybe have more access to it, and we'll be working on that in 25 and beyond.
Jim, how can the fan base help you, though? Showing up, right?
Yeah.
Buying merch.
It
helps everything when we start to talk about with yourself the bottom line, and maybe ownership wants to do a little more. Fans do their part, showing up every night, buying stuff, enjoying the night at the ballpark.
Yeah, the way they do that is they buy tickets and they come watch the best team in baseball. Watch
right.
the World
Damn
Series
right
champions.
Damn right they do.
This game tonight is going to be the first time that we've seen the World Series champs play since Game 2 of the World Series. So buy your tickets. Buy them early.
Right.
The best seats are available early at the best price. Buy them early. Come out. Support the Rangers as we have a great time out here this year with what we're doing in-game with the entertainment. You guys can already hear the music.
Absolutely,
and what we got going on.
Well, you get the All-Star game as well. I mean, it sounds like you got some big plans for the All-Star game, too.
We do. The baseball world is going to descend on Arlington in July.
Awesome.
We can't wait for it. It's going to be exciting. If people buy full season tickets, half season tickets, and they get opportunities to purchase All-Star Game ticket activities as well.
Man, I loved walking in and being greeted by it. Looks like there's a new like self-serving cotton candy and kettle popcorn station I cannot wait to get in the mix on. And you just came through in the biggest way possible with the mozzarella
stick. That's a teammate right there.
That's a teammate for the ages. Yeah. That's a championship glue guy right there hitting a home run when the team needs it most. The mozzarella sticks that God himself.
He was worried.
I was concerned.
Did the Whataburger kick out the mozzarella sticks?
You know, look, you guys are going to have Casey on a little bit later. He'll talk about all the food
options. We'll talk about it.
I just wanted to say thank you for teeing it up.
This is a throwback to the Chief here when we were on back in January.
Yes.
He said, we got the best mozzarella sticks.
Do.
I said, we got to have some of those for
these
you
These things are
Dude,
huge.
And I handed one to Bassick as he just walked away, and then he turned around with his mouth full and was just like, oh, my God, two thumbs up. And the marinara sauce got a little kick to it as well.
Spice.
I mean, it's just beautiful, man.
Well,
Jim,
look, if we're going to talk about food, we got to talk about the Whataburger stand that's going to be open here this year. Unfortunately, it's not open today. Had a couple of setbacks, but when we come back next weekend with the Astros, the stand should be open and ready to roll for all the fans who want to partake of a Texas company like Whataburger.
Yeah, you've really made it not just your destination to watch the best baseball team in the world, but also just to come and eat some of the best food in the world.
Well, and Casey's going to tell you guys all about that, but I was on the crew that got to sample this stuff, and then we debuted it to the media on Monday. You're going to love it.
When we do our top 10 list of most badass MLB chief revenue officers, you can guarantee where you are.
Number one, Jim Cochran.
By a damn mile.
The MVP of revenue. The Corey Seager of CROs, Jim Cochran.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Have yourself
the
a
giver
hell of a night.
Great gifts too.
Yeah, no kid, sir.
Never comes empty-handed.
Never.
I got to butter you guys up before the fastball questions.
One other thing I do want to mention, though,
this was announced back in January, but we couldn't be happier to have extended our agreement with 105.3 The Fan to be the home of the world champions on the radio. Brian Purdy, Gavin Spittle, the great work that they do. We're locked up with you guys for years to come, and we're excited
about
that.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I love it, man. Thank you so much. We are just ecstatic to be the home of the Rangers. That's how we respond to that, Jim. Have yourself a great night. Enjoy the game, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Appreciate it, fellas. Have fun tonight.
Okay? Yes.
Jim Cochran, CRO of the Rangers, local guy. And just
Badass
an absolute 10.
Badass is what he is. Yeah.
An absolute 10. Okay, we got Woolchuck's top 10 on the other side. It's the G-Bag Nation live at the Globe in the Comerica backyard. And we're back to tell you more about it after I munch on these mod sticks here in the nation. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to all the Tolos who are making their way in the door and saying hi here at our broadcast position. Now the Comerica backyard just inside the center field entrance. Salute to Jim Cochran there, the CRO, the Chief Revenue Officer, for joining us. That was awesome. And our coverage all day long has been brought to you by Whataburger. Easy curbside pickup or delivery. Use the app or visit whataburger.com.
Hell yeah.
Here's Bully with your top 10. Zach with an H.
Thank you very much. The top 10 best stadiums for food in Major League Baseball. Now, this is fresh off the press. USA Today went ahead, pumped this one out. Where is Globe Life Field? Of course,
number one.
It is definitely part of this.
Now, Arlington, Texas.
The writers that went through all the Major League Baseball stadiums and surveyed the food. Now, I don't know if they've had the newest items that just came out. But at number 10, it is Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
Well, I tell you what.
Number 10.
I just had that Mott Stick for the first time. Chiafalo was 110% not overselling it. It is the single greatest Mott Stick. It does remain at Globe Life Field. So I would say I appreciate 10, but I think it's a little underrated. And I did discover, Chief, because I don't like the marinara with my Mott Sticks.
Yeah. Okay.
That spiciness is actually in the cheese.
Oh, are you serious?
It might be pepper jack.
Yeah.
You know what? I think he's right.
Thickens.
Because I had one
jalapeno
dip.
Or pepper jack. I've never had one, but my guess, if he's tasting spicy cheese, I'm saying it's probably the pepper
that
jack.
That makes sense. And that's probably why they stand out. Well, not and the size. I mean, the size of them. They're big.
And they're not skimping on the amount of cheese. How many times do you bite into a Mott Stick and it's just an airy, fried nothing?
Yeah.
You know?
Unless you're at Sonic.
High quality cheese, high quality breading. 10 out of 10.
They're very fantastic. They really are. But, yeah, it comes in at number 10. It writes, you know, of course, it's celebrating the flavors of the Lone Star State. Tex-Mex specialties. You got the brisket and ribs of hurtado. Loaded nachos are highlights. Bold flavors, generous portions, a nod to Texas cuisine. Comes in at number 10.
I'm not going to lie. I don't understand how there could be 9 better. Like, and I haven't toured the
I feel like
parks,
we've got to reserve judgment.
Like crickets or grasshoppers in Seattle. How?
I don't know if Seattle. I mean, look, I'm
Seattle pretty, ain't on that list, are they?
I think they're Seattle's not on here. No, right. Seattle's not
Thank
on here.
God.
There are others. I mean, I know number one I don't think is going to be a surprise because we've talked about some
San
of the
Diego?
Awesome stuff they've pumped out with as well. No.
Do either of the other 9 have a Whataburger or Hurtado inside?
I don't know that. I have no idea. I highly doubt they've got a Hurtado or a Whataburger, but I don't know what else they've got inside. Like, we can't be like, totally biased. We have not done the due diligence and the research.
Don't tell me how to
like
fan.
Like USA Today has been.
I'll double that, Chief.
But I'm not telling you how to fan. I'm just trying to keep an open mind on this thing before I just crucify
people. Not when it comes to
this
ballpark food. No. I'm not keeping
I got to listen to you telling me Max Scherzer shouldn't pitch.
We
gotta, you pipe down over
we got
to
respect the sanctity and the unbiased nature of Walchuk's top 10 list of the day,
you're
guys.
Like, gosh,
that's fair.
Did I say that after a couple beers?
No. This was yesterday. I think you're more open-minded to it with a couple of beers. You're more team shirts.
I'll be open-minded towards this top 10 or your top 10, but I would also like to say, in my opinion, in my reality, there's no possible way they could actually be better.
Speak your truth, Gavin Johnson.
I have not been to any of these other ballparks. I don't know how good the food is, but what they've done here at Globe Life Field is
incredible. This might be the worst list you've ever done.
You think so?
It's kind of trending that way.
Well, the USA Today.
You did
Today,
good on the mock draft this morning, though.
Thank
I'll
you.
Give
I
you
do
credit
appreciate
for that.
that. USA Today.
You were drafting your balls off. I don't know what's going on with you.
But the USA Today, maybe they need to come back and sample the new Whataburger, sample the new Hurtado items, and then we'll bump back in there. Maybe they didn't try the Mott Sticks. They didn't list the Mott Sticks.
Might be a misprint, or they inverse ordered it.
You sure that, you know? That it's like a 1 with a period? You're reading that as a 0?
No, it's definitely number 10, which I did find
that's
disappointing.
That's a bunch of crap.
Okay.
Number 9. Is Great American Ballpark in
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
They have that worthless chili there.
They do have the chili. They've got a cheeseburger fry box, which is topped with nacho cheese, iceberg lettuce, onions, pickles, Thousand Island dressing, or you can get the Red Leg soft serve vanilla ice cream, which is flavored with fruit punch Kool-Aid and served in a mini Cincinnati Reds helmet. Number 8.
Ice cream and fruit punch beat the Rangers. Okay, USA Today.
Better than Bluebell, I guess.
Maybe they didn't try the
Jory Epstein on the phone. She's USA Today, right?
Yeah, we need to get Jory on here. Number 8 is Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. Their triple
Wait
play.
A minute, Old Comiskey?
Yeah, Old Comiskey.
They're doing bits. I think
they're
Walchuk's
doing a sausage
getting,
dog getting, with kraut.
Is he getting butt cracked
Barbecue
on this
sandwich
one?
With Vienna beef, smoked brisket, barbecue
Vienna
pulled
beef.
Pork, jalapeno cheddar sausage, sweet pickles on a Kaiser roll. You also can't go wrong with the classic Italian beef sandwiches.
Hey.
Okay.
True.
A little
words.
Better.
True.
Deep
we go.
Dish pizza from Beggar's Pizza Pub. Number 7 is Petco Park in San Diego.
That seems like a healthy park to me.
I've actually been there.
Fish tacos.
It's supposed to be gorgeous.
I bet you they got, it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful.
The elote Mexican street corn is supposed to be awesome.
Fish tacos.
The Mexican style grilled corn with fuego sauce, the cheese. the tagine.
Don't they got the Barrio dog over there?
They do have the Barrio dog. That is, yep, they've got, okay, it's a bacon-wrapped hot dog. It's the Barrio dog. And we've actually got something close to that over here now that maybe they're trying to mimic a little bit. Might be better. Number six is Progressive Field in Cleveland. They've got a lot of regional favorites that they're showcasing. Gourmet sausages, pierogies, loaded nachos. The slider dog, which is topped with Fruit Loops, bacon, and pimento mac and cheese, has become one of the staples of that ballpark.
Dawson, you're not a pimento cheese guy, right?
Well, Fruit Loops on a hot dog does not sound great.
You never know with the sweet, however that might kick in and help. I'm not going to rule it out.
I'm not going to rule it out, but I wouldn't like – that doesn't excite me.
No,
is it
no.
Fruit Loops dust? Is it ground up fruit?
See, I don't have a picture of it. I would kind of hope that it is.
No, I think it's the actual loops. I think it's full loops.
Because that can be a little bit sharp.
Yeah. I think it's actual loops.
You usually want to let the Fruit Loops soggy up a little.
Is it over the dog?
I believe so.
Okay. Interesting.
From the way I understand it. But I love hearing like all these people with their nachos and their loaded nachos. Like I mean it
they
when I tell you.
Nachos.
The most eye-opening experience for baseball fans across the country when they come here for All-Star Week will be trying the Hurtado Ballpark Nacho and then just having their minds completely blown in a way that will prevent them from ever ordering their nachos again at their whatever stadium.
It'll move this to number one.
How does Cleveland have better nachos than us?
We invented the nachos.
Exactly.
You could possibly tie, you know, if you took an excellent Texas pitmaster up there and somehow recreated it.
You know what it is? I think they just don't want us to have all the fun. They're like, you guys already won a World Series. We can't put you at number one. We're going to try and keep you humble. And
so they are biased.
Keep us humble.
They might be.
How about be accurate?
Top five, National Park in D.C. Of course, you've got your specifics, the burgers, the dogs, the popcorn, specialty items that reflect on the local scene. They've got – this thing looks insane. It's like a burger with two giant onion rings, bacon, cheese. I don't even know how you're – they've got crab cakes.
How do you put your mouth on
half-smoked sausages. The crab cakes are probably damn good.
I'll tell you what.
You have to smash that thing down to bite it.
I think Baltimore, of course, known for the crab cakes.
Anytime you get some crab cakes, you can show me some love for crab cakes.
I'll pay an extra $20 to get an extra crab cake at that stadium in Baltimore.
This is the one that ticked me off. Citizens Bank Park in Philly. Are you kidding me?
Impossible.
Okay, they've got the traditional
stuff
like the cheesesteaks, the soft pretzels, gourmet burgers, specialty sausages, loaded fries, local craft beer. The favorite is the Chickie and Pete's crab fries.
Okay, wait a minute now. I've had Chickie and Pete's. When I ran the draft,
is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
Garlic buttered crabs.
Oh,
I mean, I specifically asked Jeff Lurie, they go, hey, what can we bring in for scout dinner?
Crabs.
I requested Chickie and Pete's.
Okay.
Let me tell you what.
So this lives up to the hype.
If we all went to Chickie and Pete's one night with, you know, the hammers, the pullers, all that stuff, we'd have a good time. The garlic crabs are excellent.
I'm not going to crap on
you. You're probably still smelling Chickie and Pete's on your fingers the next week.
Yeah, we're all driving, and we're all like going, well, we're sweating out garlic here. Chickie and Pete's is really good.
Supposedly, their fried chicken's very good as well.
I'm going to mark B on the Scantron for false on that one.
Number three is Baltimore, Maryland, Camden Yards, of
course. Boots Barbecue.
Favorite is the crab cake.
Yeah.
They also have an egg roll form of the crab cake.
All right, now you're an egg roll guy.
Oh, my God.
You're an egg roll guy,
this
right?
Is literally Walchuk's two favorite things collabing together.
It is.
To form.
This is euphoric. I could understand that being in the top three if they've got a crab cake egg roll. Holy balls.
My gosh, dude.
Number two is Wisconsin. Now, I can tell you, working the board down line, Eric Nadell.
Miller Park?
Loves American Family Field in Milwaukee.
Oh, Miller Family Field.
Because of the brats.
He's a brat guy.
Their brats are apparently like the best of Major League Baseball. They also do a fish fry there that's supposed to be outstanding, and the cheese curds.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. The brat has a little snap to it. The brats at Lambeau Field, along with the brownie, the chocolate brownie,
count me in.
It's very simple, very basic. The bun, the snap of the brat. It's got a little crunch to it.
So they might have the top four. Like, the top four seem like they've got some good stuff.
I could see it.
The rest of this, though, I don't know. Like, I think at worst, maybe we should have been five by the sounding of this.
Yeah.
Number one, Citi Field, Queens, New York. Loaded barbecue burger from Shake Shack. So they got a Shake Shack there. I guess that kind of coincides with our Whataburger. In addition to this juicy and flavorful masterpiece, fans can choose from a variety of stadium food options. New York-style hot dogs, soft pretzels, pastrami sandwiches, cheese steaks, nachos. And then, of course, they've got this new cookie egg roll that they're doing. Every year they also do cool stuff like we do here at Globe Life Field. But I have heard Citi Field in Queens.
I've been there. it's good.
It's pretty damn good. Like, that lives up to the hype.
But I can see that.
But I'm thinking at worst, we should have been number five. Worst.
Yeah. I think top three.
And I'm not going to fight you. If you want to put us at one, and then we'll just move everybody else down, that's fine with me.
Yeah, the Chickie and Pete's thing got my attention.
I'm interested. I figured Chickie and Pete's would have been...
No. The garlic crabs are... Seriously, we'd have a blast. The scout, we just punished that thing. Chickie and Pete's. Great crabs.
Thank you, Woolchuck. A little late.
Sorry.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
Hey, I love a ballpark crab.
I was talking too much.
I know it's tajin, all right, but I like saying tajin. I don't know. It's just more pleasurable.
How do you say jalapenos?
Jalapenos,
yeah.
That's who he is. We got, in addition to baseball's finest coming up, I think some baseball audio gold. What else you got in that, Chief?
We're going to do some baseball Ranger predictions here. They don't have to be bold. They don't have to be bold. I just want some Ranger predictions. I got a couple myself, and we do have a Rangers audio bonanza to get you set for opening night, the only way champions can. That's next year in the nation.
And possibly a Rangers legend, Colby Lewis, set to join us here in the next 10, 15 minutes. We'll talk opening day with him. It's all coming up in our fourth and final hour. Pregame coming up at 6. Coverage brought to you by Whataburger, and we're back with that here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.